Hey everyone, I'm Na.
And I'm Nicole.
And this is 20 and some change. On this episode, we talk about creativity. Why is it important? How can we find creative outlooks? And what happens when we hit a creative block? Let's get into it.
Creative outlets in life are important. It's a way for us to express ourselves, and it's something that we can do for fun and that's just for us. There's no pressure to get approval. We're not seeking any validation, and we're not looking to be criticized. I think we get so caught up nowadays trying to put something out, whether that be a piece of art or even our podcast, that we forget the main reason why we're doing stuff is because we started out liking something. Like when artists are creating work, it's because they like what they're doing, but then we allow the stress and pressure to get to us because we think that it has to be perfect. But what even is perfect? We create this false standard of what perfect is and what we think will make it perfect for others to see. But I feel like creativity is something that's important because there's so many ways to be creative, and you don't even have to be a quote-unquote artistic person. I used to think that I wasn't creative because I'm not that great at painting or not that great at drawing, but there's so many different outlets where you can be creative and create something. And it's something that should be for fun. You know, have you ever started something and you were so excited about it, and then you're like a couple hours in maybe and you're like, oh, fuck it. But it's like, that's not how you started it. You know, you were so excited to do this and it's supposed to be for you. And that's one of the struggles with trying to be creative. It's thinking that you're not artistic, but artistic doesn't necessarily mean creative. It's just you have to find something that you enjoy and then know that it's for you. Know that you want to do it for you to enjoy.
Right. And I think that is one of the struggles, because how can someone go about finding what they enjoy without it seeming like such a huge task? For me, that's something that I struggled with, because creativity can easily align with passion. And even figuring out what your passion is can be such a huge undertaking, because you have to ask yourself so many questions to just understand who you are, what you're doing, and why you do it. And that's just one of the ways that I get so into my head. But that's honestly what propels me to start something. And as we're having this discussion, I'm thinking about all of the people who kind of struggle with finding creativity and not being excited about it because it's not aligned with their passion. How did you find your creative outlet?
So one thing that I started doing was I started hand making the cards that I would give to like my loved ones. And I'm not the best artist, but I enjoy making them for my loved ones. And I think it's the thought that counts. And while I'm doing it, it's fun. You know, it's fun, even though I know I'm not Picasso or anything. It came from a place of love. I didn't think that I liked water painting until I started doing those cards. And I think the reaction that I get from my loved ones makes it so much more better, because they get so excited, or they're like, you made this? And I'm like, yeah, I made it.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's such a wonderful way to get started. You're creating it for people that you love. You don't have to allot so much time to it. You can basically knock it out in like 2 hours, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
And you've created this beautiful piece and you can just gift it away, and you don't have to like stare at it and nitpick at the art, because you're just going to give it away. Finding my creative outlet isn't hard. What's hard for me is sticking to it. I'm the type of person who can juggle a lot of things and then lose excitement midway through a project, start another project, go back to the old project, and kind of do this back and forth dance until I get so tired of it and I just drop them all. And I've just started to pick up on the pattern recently, and I don't exactly have a solution for it yet, except for keeping myself accountable. But even with keeping yourself accountable, you have to recognize why creativity is important. And for me, I like being creative because it allows me to unplug from my reality, to kind of fall into this other realm and to just focus on this one thing, almost like a form of meditation. And I can de-stress that way. And that's why I really enjoy it. But I begin to fall out of love with these different hobbies and creative outlets when I make these huge projects, when I want it to reach this certain level and almost, in a sense, reach perfection. And I basically backtrack and try not to achieve anything. And it's almost like I will hit procrastination paralysis and then just shove it away under my bed, not think about it, and then remember that it's there like 3 years later. So there is a sort of balance to creativity and having that outlet, because I don't think it's all that productive, really. And you might think differently, but I don't think it's productive if you're starting all of these projects and not finishing and following through with them.
No, yeah, I agree. And I think another struggle that comes with trying to be creative is that we can overthink about it too. And all that overthinking will just lead you to not even start. Because that has definitely happened to me, where one time the card just was not coming out how I wanted to. And I was like, fuck it, I'm buying them a card. Because I was like, fuck this. I don't have the time. I don't want to do this. I spent so much time doing it. And again, the purpose is forgotten. You are supposed to create something out of love and take your time because you have the time. You know, it's not a waste, but it's normal to feel frustrated. It's normal to lose excitement in things. I feel like something that a lot of people struggle with when it comes to trying to create some sort of thing. Even with our podcast, it's so hard for us sometimes to figure out topics, figure out what we're going to say in those topics. And even when we post things, we're trying to constantly meet stuff. We're trying to meet how many posts we do, the time length that we have for an episode. And we forget that this started as a creative outlet for us, as a way for us to become closer, to have more conversation with each other. And again, trying to meet these expectations, trying to meet these goals. And we forget the main reason was to do something creative, to do something for fun. And then it's like, are we even happy with what we put out? I feel like sometimes it can get to the point where it's like you're just putting out projects just to fulfill something, not even to fulfill your own happiness. Like, I'm putting something out. Am I actually even truly happy? Or is it just so I can meet like this deadline, or so I can just meet what the goal is for the day? I feel like that's almost sad. That's kind of what our lives have come to. We're constantly trying to put things out, but we forget if it really makes us happy, if we're even happy with the project, if we're happy with how we feel after putting it out. So it's like, what's the point of putting it out then? You know, just to put it out?
Yeah, and that really speaks to aligning it with your passions. And so it seems like for you, you found your creative outlet because it was linked to family and friends and just a wonderful way to show your love and gratitude to those around you. My creative outlets stem from what I see around me. For example, I love different YouTube videos and movies with kind of like this beautiful creative direction and specific eye that you don't see all the time, or conversation videos of people talking about real life problems, kind of similar to our podcast. A part of me wants to emulate that. I think it's so wonderful if you can create and have it seen by many and inspire and spark discourse about it. Like, that's beautiful if your work can spark conversation. I think that's ultimately what drives my passion. But what would you say to someone who's struggling to find theirs? Where would you tell them to start first?
I think the main thing is reflection. Name three things that are important to you. Any three things. So for me, my family and friends is one of them. So that's how I came up with the card thing. Say, for example, you're someone who likes to travel and take pictures. Make a scrapbook of that trip that you took. You know, if you don't think that you're the most creative person, don't think about it. Just do it. Grab some nice scrapbook paper, get some cute stickers, cut up the pictures, just put it together. Put it how you like it. Make sure that it looks nice to you. And there you go. You know, you're having fun putting it together. You're losing track of time. And now you have a memory of something that you enjoyed. I feel like the biggest thing that stops some people is just overthinking it. Thinking about if it'll look good, if like you're wasting time. And no, because if you're doing it for yourself, it will never be a waste of time, especially if you end up with something that you just did for fun. You know, it's not like you're gonna show it to a crowd or post it. You could post it if you want to do that, but it's like you're not getting graded on it. It's for you.
And even as I'm thinking about this a bit more, creativity doesn't have to be with your hands. Creativity doesn't have to be those common things that just pop up in your head. Like, yes, you might think of painting or drawing or photography, but it can even be rearranging your room, making it fit you a bit more. It can also be styling your hair or doing your nails or figuring out what your new look is. Whatever that makes you smile or whatever you think can brighten your day that much more, I think can be creative.
And think about the last time where you did something for fun for you and think about that feeling. You know, it's a good feeling when you're finally done because it's like, wow, I did that. I had a great time while doing that. I want to do this more often because we have so many serious things that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. We need to also prioritize ways to take care of ourselves. And one of those ways is finding a creative outlet. Thanks for tuning in.
We appreciate your support.
If you'd like to connect with us more, follow us on the gram at 20 and some change.